need for the sketches. So the next case is item number 7, PR 2022-007063. This is an amended infrastructure list for the Latera development, otherwise known as, darn it, I forgot.
Bedrock.
Yes, Bedrock. Applicants team, if you could, Josh, if you could please update us on the amendment taking place. I'm very sure I know what this is, but
Yeah, sure, Jay. This is
Open Trail, I think.
yes, there is a planned trail and OS to the open space on the south side of the property. There's been a lot of discussions with the HOA and the city of Albuquerque. And it's been deemed by Shahab with the city that we will no longer have that on the DRC plan set nor the infrastructure list. And so we're going to remove it from the open space track.
Thank you, Josh. And Hannah, I'm just going to update you because I think Whitney was copying a lot of this correspondence. I'm not sure if you are you aware of this, Hannah?
I don't believe so.
So there's an offsite trail that was approved with this residential development for Bedrock, aka Latera. And we didn't get confirmation on the maintenance of the trail, which we needed from Parks. And so we're having to move forward with the removal of the trail. We got Whitney's concurrence on this, but I don't think you're aware of it. So
I think
just,
I remember it, Jay.
yeah,
I
okay.
do remember.
This
And
is
she
what this
has
is
approved.
about. Okay, well, let's go through other DFT staff. It really just concerned parks and planning, but let's go through other DFT staff. Starting with the Water Authority. Bob, getting comments on this one?
I'm Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We have no objection.
Thanks, Bob. Anthony?
Yeah, same. No objection to the amending the list.
Okay, appreciate it. Ernest?
No objection.
And did Jeff didn't have any comments, right, Jacob?
That's
Okay.
correct. Comments.
All right. And for planning here, could you, Marcelo, could you zoom in to the infrastructure list? Like, I just want to make sure they got their project and application number right. Okay. Oh, looks like we went too far. There we go. Guys, because this is an amended IL, we need to have the IL number IL 2025-00007. We need to have that added in there too. You can keep that existing number, it might actually be helpful, although that looks like a I thought it was tied to was it tied to the plat, not the site plan?
We did not. No, it was tied to the site plan, Jay.
Okay. So I think that application number is wrong for the site plan. That should be an SI number for the old site plan. Yeah, just correct the application numbers. Just make sure it's executed and signed down below. Josh, you get it signed?
I believe I did. And I guess, Jay, to clarify, this was an already previously approved
Yeah, so
infrastructure list. Do you want us to change those numbers?
I yeah, so what we've done it both ways, but it's better, I think, at least in my opinion, to have a blank sheet of signatures for DFT staff and the city engineer to sign.
Sorry, Jay, really sorry to interrupt, but I think we're looking at the wrong infrastructure list. We had two
Uh-oh.
different infrastructure lists. One was associated with the preserve at Woodmont,
Uh-oh.
which is a multifamily across the street, and then we had one specific for the Bedrock project.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one looks to be the right one, which would probably explain why the application numbers at the top were incorrect.
Okay, gotcha. Well, just make sure you get that corrected. Get that back to me and Jacob Boylan. And it doesn't sound like there's any objections. I mean, I know for parks, this was something that we really wanted to have, but it's not feasible because of the maintenance issues and the issues that we've got with that HOA. And I know Whitney concurred that she's okay with this in writing, but Hannah, you might check with Whitney on this, but I know this is what we agreed to internally. So That's
Okay.
that. Yeah.
I think so she put the comments together for this case.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and she says approved multi-use trail in the open space tract to the south of the subject site is not required with this development, but is still a planned and desired trail that will be built by the trail's HOA or the city of Albuquerque in the future to benefit the residents of the city of Albuquerque and nearby neighborhoods. So I think we're good.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
Sure thing.
Okay. Well, there you go, Josh.
Perfect. Thank you guys. Appreciate
All
your
right.
help.
Just email me and Jacob that corrected infrastructure list.
Will do.
All right, thanks. And
Thanks,
make
everyone.
sure we're going to have to send that out for signatures. We need a blank signature sheet too for DFT and city engineer signatures. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Josh. All right, let's go next. Item number eight, PR 2020-004138. This is an amended infrastructure list for, looks like Montage 6 in Mesa del Sol. Is Hewitt Zollers here?
Correct. Nina Villa with Hewitt Sollers is here.
Hi, Nina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Marcella, could you pull that infrastructure list up? So, Nina, what are you guys amending on this infrastructure list?
So this request is to amend the infrastructure list and create a new list for all sidewalk and buffer area in Montage 6. It's the same request that we made for Montage 5 and 7, which was recently approved by DFT. And the reason for the request is to avoid damage to buffers and sidewalks during home construction.
All right. And I just want to note too, Nina, I don't know if you're privy to this, but there's been some back and forth about Chicago Road. It's labeled Chicago Drive, I believe in Montage 5, and Montage 6 is Chicago Road. So regarding the labeling on this infrastructure, I'm only bringing it up because on this infrastructure list, we may need to look at that too, but that's the only really comment I have. Let's go to DFT staff though and see what they got to say about this, starting with the Water Authority. Bob, you guys got any comments?
Yes, we did. We need to have it confirmed that CPN 775445 is the correct construction or city project number because our records show that it's closed. Other than that, we had no objection.
All right, thanks, Bob. Nina, you have any questions for Bob?
No, I'll have to pass this information to Scott Eddings.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect.
All right, let's go to hydrology next, Anthony.
Yes, hydrology has an approved grading plan with the engineer stamp date of November 27, 2023. Hydrology has no objection to the request for the deferral and the buffer to be built with the home construction and to amend the infrastructure list. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation next. Ernest.
No objection.
Thank you. All right, and I know Jeff didn't have any comments on this. Hannah, any comments for parks?
No objections, Jay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll just state for planning, probably have the same comments regarding the project and application numbers in the upper right-hand corner. Make sure you add, Nina, the application number for the current amended IL, which is IL 2025-00006, as listed on the agenda that we sent you. That needs to be in the upper right-hand corner. Could you go to the bottom of the IL, Marcelo? All right. Good. Scott's got all the blank signatures. You guys, let me see if you executed it. You did. Scott got it. Okay. Yep. Looks like we're good on that. We just need to have the application numbers corrected on the first sheet in the upper right-hand corner.
Okay.
And again, with the Chicago Road question, have you been informed by Scott about like questions about the road designation for Chicago?
No, I don't know.
All right, you might check with him about that. And I know that We're working with a number of different development entities on that, with D.R. Horton, with Titan Development, trying to figure out like what's going on with, because in Montage 5, Chicago is Chicago Drive, I believe. In Montage 6 is Chicago Road, and we need to make one of the, there needs to be a plaque correction most likely, but we're having to figure that out. And I'm just mentioning that because of the fact that you're coming in with a submitted infrastructure list with Chicago on it. So just making you aware of that. You might check with Scott about that.
Okay.
If we need to change the road to drive, just checking. All right. That does it for our decision cases. Now we're on to sketches, and it is 11:35. We've been going for 2.5 hours now. I'm flexible to however long we want to do this recess. We could go for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and just get through the sketches. Or we could take a longer recess to give folks a chance to get some lunch. How do we want to do this, DFT staff?
15 or 30 minutes would work fine with me. I don't know what the group thinks.
Yeah, please.
No, I agree with Robert. Nothing shorter than 15.
You want to do 30? Come back at like 12:10?
Sounds good.
Works for me.
Anybody else? I mean, applicants and agents out there, I'm very sorry, but we had a very large agenda today, and including a whole bunch of site plans, and those things take a long time to go through. So I'm very sorry the way things turned out the way they did this week, but we're running up on noon. Typically we finish up with our meetings by now, and we still got all the sketches to do. So I'm going to set a recess. I'm going to give everybody Let's give everybody till noon. Let's get back at noon, 23 minutes. Is that okay, DFT staff? It sounds like
Sounds good.
I'm splitting the difference between 15 and 30 minutes. So let's get back here at noon, and we'll start up at